You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm excited. You know, we're so deep into the season. It's scary, but we're here, baby.
Yes, we are. And yes, it's getting deep out there, man. So, you know, we got a couple of decent teams coming up on a few buys coming up for week 10 and week 11. So let's go ahead and get ready for it. And let's get on that wire. That's right. What's on the wire? Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's talk about our top quarterback waiver wire ads for week 10. Guys, I've got Justin Fields. Listen, Justin Fields, quarterback one last week. That's insane, right? I mean, did we see this coming? I'll be honest right now and say that I didn't see this coming. I thought Fields was, you know, not that guy, but he's starting to look like it. 123 yards, 17 completions, 3 touchdowns, 178 rushing yards, broke a record with that one for regular season, and a rushing touchdown. Look, guys, he's doing it. He's doing it big over there. They're playing the Lions next week, and he's still only about 15% rostered in most leagues. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I definitely didn't see it coming. I knew that he had the potential to do what he's doing, but with the Bears, I didn't think that they could make it work with him. But it looks like he's pulling it off. And like you were saying, with the being 15% rostered, that is insane to me, especially from the games he's having. Plus, not only is he playing the Lions, the next several games are just, compared to the matchups he's been doing good in, are cakewalks. And so this dude should be a freaking monster. I mean, people are talking about being him the QB2 the rest of season below Allen.
Insane, bro. Insane. Keep running, and that's what's going to happen.
No doubt. But jumping to our next QB waiver wire ad, we got him back again. It's Marcus Mariota. I mean, this dude, 253 through the air, another 43 on the ground. You know, last time he played the Panthers, who he's playing this week, he went insane. He's not the best NFL quarterback, but his run game and Atlanta's run first mentality make this week's matchup great for fantasy. I mean, you if y'all didn't watch that game, you need to go back and rewatch it, because it was a monster game, Falcons-Panthers, and it's just going to be a rerun, hopefully.
Yeah. Marcus Mariota is still only about 35% rostered in most leagues. I mean, we've been screaming it at the rooftops. You know, his game last week wasn't amazing, but the game before that was pretty great. So pick up Marcus Mariota, especially with some bye weeks coming up. Let's keep it moving to Jimmy G. We should have got this guy earlier. Look, he's got CMC over there. Jimmy G is Jimmy G. I mean, in week 8, he threw for 235 yards, 2 touchdowns. They're coming off the bye, so maybe got a little bit of rest, you know, ready to go. He's obviously not, you know, the most amazing quarterback out there, but he's something, okay? And like I just said, CMC is there. Hopefully he doesn't take too many passes away from him, but CMC is going to do big things. Jimmy G, 25% rostered. Go get him.
Yeah, man, Jimmy G, it's crazy. You know, at the beginning of the year, we thought, you know, he'd be on a different team. He'd be somebody's backup. This dude is the starter, and he's doing his thing. I mean, like, what do you expect for Jimmy G's future? Do you think that he's the 49ers quarterback next year?
I mean, I doubt it. They really want Trey Lance to be the guy, so I doubt it. I mean, unless he goes out and wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then say Trey Lance comes in, plays a couple games, and they start losing, you know, several games. I mean, they just put Jimmy G back out there and roll with the backup. I mean, he's like America's backup.
No doubt. I mean, has it ever happened where you know, quarterback won the Super Bowl, came back the next year, and it was the backup?
Yeah, I know. That sounds insane. I think if he wins the Super Bowl, they gotta keep him, but I don't know if they go that far.
At the very least, I mean, you know, he gets a good job, right?
Playoff Jimmy.
Got him.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad. You might have forgot about him. He's been on bye. It's Jacoby Brissett. He's going against Miami. You know, he put up big numbers against the Bengals 2 weeks ago. 17 for 22, 278 yards and one touchdown, along with six rushes for 12 yards, including a rushing touchdown. So he kind of took a little bit away from Chubb, but hey, quarterbacks that put up rushing touchdowns, that's what you want in fantasy. And dude's still putting up, you know, freaking over 200 yards in the air. The Browns are looking better every week, man. And with Jacoby Brissett behind center, I mean, who knows? I mean, I know Deshaun Watson's coming back, but I think this dude will be a great streamer against Miami.
For sure. For sure. I see that. Jacoby Brissett only 10% rostered in most leagues. Yeah, Amari Cooper's looking great over there. I mean, he is fantasy relevant like crazy, and if he keeps throwing to Amari, I can see it continuing.
No doubt.
But that's the quarterbacks. Let's go ahead and move on to our running backs. On the wire, I've got, welcome back, baby, Jeff Wilson Jr., my dude over there, over in Miami. You know, people thought he's only been there for a little while, so he's not going to get any work. Mostert's going to do it. Look, Mike McDaniels came from the Shanahan coaching tree, so he already pretty much knew the system. Plus, Mostert also come from the 49ers. So, let's see. Jeff Wilson Jr. is only 50% rostered in most leagues. Last week, he got 9 carries for 51 yards, 3 catches for 1 touchdown. Look, he's averaging about 5.7 yards per carry, at least in that game there. Looks like Miami wants to use him as the pass catching back, and I want him to grab Jeff Wilson Jr. I grabbed him early.
Yeah, man, I've seen a lot of Mostert owners, you know, really worried that Jeff Wilson's going to just take over that backfield. I mean, because he looks good, he knows that system and everything like that. And if he can be the pass catching back and get a little bit of Mostert's rushes, I mean, he's going to be fantasy relevant regardless.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, we got Kenneth Gainwell, the gain some yards well. he got 4 rushes for 22 yards and a touchdown and 3 catches for 16 yards. You know, the Eagles don't want to give a lot of work, all the work to Sanders. Gainwell is getting a little bit of work here and there, but especially in easy matchups where they can just run out the clock. I think he's definitely matchup dependent, but he's a flex option.
Yeah, Kenneth Gainwell, only 15% rostered in most leagues. I mean, that's the smart move, I think. You know, don't put too much work on Miles Sanders. Injuries in the past have shown that that's not a good idea. Kenneth Gainwell, he's had a couple of really decent games, so why not grab him up, see what happens?
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and move on to the next guy, going to Tampa. First off, how about that game, Trey? Tampa Bay with the win.
Y'all got the dub.
Yeah, we needed it. We needed it. But let's go. Rashad White, okay? Only 30% rostered in most leagues. Look, I'm a Bucs fan, so you know I'm watching him hard. Fournette is just not getting the run going over there. And they put Rashad White in for a couple of drives, and he actually was getting some yards, man. I mean, he's a patient runner. He looks better than Fournette. So, I mean, if we can see that, then you know the Bucs coaching staff can see that. Go ahead and grab Rashad White.
Yeah, man, when I was watching that game, it was like every time the running back got the ball and then they did something, it was Rashad White. And you almost just knew when you would see a running back, you know, get 5 or 6 yards, you're like, oh, they put White in. Because Fournette's just, man, it's, and he's been great this year at points, but it just looks bad half the time. And this offense just needs to get itself together. And I think Rashad White going forward, if they use him a little more, maybe that'll help.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad. Again, this is more of a stash, but it's really hard out here in these running back waiver wire streets. And that's Travis Homer, baby. You know, he seems to be the number two guy over DJ Dallas. And he looks like he has more in the tank than DJ Dallas by far. He only had one rush this week for 7 yards, but he had three receptions for 25 yards. And he's the guaranteed insurance for Kenneth Walker. If he goes down, Homer's taking over the role. And as much as they're trying to put work through Kenneth Walker, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get injured. I think he's a great, if you got room on your bench, put him down there. And if that Kenneth Walker gets hurt, maybe he's a league winner.
Yeah, I like it. You know, he's only 2% rostered in most leagues. Hey, maybe you could hit a homer with Travis Homer.
There you go.
Guys, that is our running back waiver wire ads. Before we get into the wide receivers, let's just get a quick message from Manscaped. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. That's right. About 12 million balls. That is a lot of balls. Guys, we appreciate Manscaped over there. Actually, they appreciate you guys because they are sending us performance packages to give away to our fans. Guys, comment, subscribe to the video, and you could get you your very own performance package valued at about $130. Get
that's exciting, bro. The Manscaped package, bro, I think it's worth the value to go out and get it yourself. But the fact that we have a couple to give away, like, y'all need to be involved, hitting the subscribe, hitting the like, hitting the share. Let us know you want it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we're here for a reason, Trey, and let's get into those top wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 10. Look, I'm going right back to it. Joshua Palmer, he was on the list last week. He's about 60% rostered in most leagues, so you could probably get him. Look, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they're not doing it. Last week, Josh Palmer, 10 targets for 106 yards. I was hoping Michael Bandy was going to step up, but Joshua Palmer looked like to be the guy over there. He looked good, man. He's putting up wide receiver two performances, which is about what you were expecting him to do. I really think he's a good option while those guys are gone.
Yeah, I like Josh Palmer a lot. And hey, Bandy got one catch. I heard his name across the TV. I was in there cooking spaghetti, and I turned around and I said, "There's Michael Bandy." But I like Josh Palmer a lot. I actually added him last week. I've started him this week. He put up enough numbers for me to win my week. Josh Palmer's a great ad, man. He's doing his thing, and the Chargers look a lot better this week than they have been.
Yep, absolutely, buddy.
Moving on to my next waiver wire ad. You know who it is. It's my boy, Treylon Burks. Coming back off the IR, the Titans desperately need a wide receiver. Okay, this is a stat that I don't know a lot of people know, but not a single wide receiver in the game against Kansas City caught a pass. Only tight ends and running backs. Not a single wide receiver caught a pass. That means they're hurting at wide receiver. They need a hero, and that hero has got to be Treylon Burks. It looks like he'll get his shot. You know, he's got the size. He's got the deep ball ability. And he has the potential to really become something strong for fantasy. So go out and get you some Burks. And I really think this dude's going to take off.
I like it. I like the call. Only 25% rostered in most leagues. Get you some Treylon Burks, guys. I mean, you know, he's going to do something over there. I mean, coming in there, somebody's got to be able to catch the ball. And I think he could be that guy. Moving on. Another guy who was here last week, but he's coming back to see you, Terrence Marshall. Still only 10% rostered in most leagues. Last week, three catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Look, he's had back-to-back fantasy performances. We told you to get this guy last week. He's clearly still there this week. They're thinking if Baker Mayfield was to come back, that that would be a very bad call. But it looks like PJ Walker is going to remain the starter over there. And Terrence Marshall's stepping up to look like the wide receiver two on this team.
Yeah, and I actually seen where it looks like it's confirmed PJ Walker will be the starter for Thursday night's game. And again, this is they're going against the Falcons, where Terrence Marshall killed it a week and a half ago. I mean, this dude is a monster. He's filling in, getting those Robbie Anderson looks, and a couple more, I think, even. I think Terrence Marshall's a great ad.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, we got Jarvis Landry. He's coming back from an injury to a team that only has a competent Olave and for a receiver. You know, they definitely need another receiver to spread this ball around. And he was getting a good amount of targets before he got injured. And with Michael Thomas basically being out for the year, Jarvis has a chance to become very fantasy relevant in this offense. I mean, the dude's a monster. His route running skills are amazing. And I really think they need someone else besides Olave and Kamara to put some work on this team.
No, I absolutely agree with you there, Trey. Jarvis Landry, only 30% rostered in most leagues, but as soon as the masses start seeing that he's coming back, you know they're going to pick him up. Andy Dalton always throws it to the guy that's open. He does not care who it is, so exactly. I like that. But that is our wide receivers. Let's go ahead and move on to them tight ends, baby. Let's start it off with Greg Dulcich, 30% rostered in most leagues. Look, this is the last three fantasy performances for Greg Dulcich. Tight end 9, tight end 7, tight end 11 since week 6. Russell Wilson loves them tight ends. He's getting almost a 20% target share over there. Get you some Greg Dulcich. He's there.
Yeah, I like Greg Dulcich a lot. You know, he's a hoss. He's got the hair like I do. I mean, this dude's a monster. And he's putting up fantasy points. Russell Wilson loves him some Dulcich. And you know, the receivers there, the way Denver's been playing, they got to have a check down. And Dulcich is the dude.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we got Cade Otton. You know what I'm saying. What did they call him during the game? Baby Gronk or something like
that? Yeah.
He had 5 receptions for 68 yards and a tutty. He was Brady's leading pass catcher and seemed to develop a strong connection with Brady in an exciting comeback victory. If Cameron Brate can't play in week 10, Cade Otton will be a great streamer to throw in.
Yeah, and you know, I think that he still is going to get some reps. You know, he showed something yesterday. He showed Brady that he could count on him, and I freaking love it. Baby Gronk, only 12% rostered in most leagues. Grab you some Baby Gronk. Moving on to the next guy. Welcome back to the list, Cole Kmet from Chicago. Only 25% rostered in most leagues. Last week, 5 catches for 41 yards and 2 touchdowns. Look, he's got 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games, and he's going against the Lions next week, and Fields is playing great. Get you some Cole Kmet. He can help you out as a streaming option. I mean, like I said, if Fields continues to play great, then Cole Kmet is going to be your guy.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know, he's like he come back from the dead, this whole team, really. But like I said, their next several games are pretty easy matchups for offensive players. And Cole Kmet is going to get the work. And if Justin Fields can consistently stay on this ride and this high that he's on, Cole Kmet's just going to follow him.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad this week, we got some Noah Fant. This dude had 5 receptions for 96 yards. He was the lead pass catcher for Seattle this week and has finally become a part of this new offense. And, you know, with the way the tight end is in the fantasy world right now, I think that he can be a decent streamer for you. You're not expecting anything amazing, but if you can get 100 yards out of your tight end, sometimes that's what you need. And I think he's definitely a good streamer for 12-team leagues, but even especially, like, you know, some deeper, like, 16-team leagues and stuff like that.
For sure. I don't think the Seahawks would have won that game without Noah Fant. It was all within the last like 5 minutes of the game, dude. He was running all over the place. Only 15% rostered in most of your leagues. Get you some Noah Fant, baby.
No doubt.
That's our tight ends. Time for the fun ends. Part. That's right. We got our top defense and kicker waiver wire ads. I'm going to start off with a defense here. We've got the New York Giants. Look, they've been putting up decent numbers. They've been making plays, and they're playing Houston in Detroit for the next two games. Go get the Giants. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, man, I like the Giants a lot. My defensive pickup this week is the Tennessee Titans. You know, they've been on point. They took Kansas City to a low scoring overtime, which I think is an accomplishment. And they've got Denver coming up. You know, the Denver matchups are always highly defensive matchups. Then they got Green Bay, who can't even beat the Lions, and then Cincinnati. I mean, I think the Titans defense is amazing. It's what's keeping them winning without the wide receivers that they need. I think they're a great ad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I like it. I love it. Let's move on to a kicker. I got Matt Prater. Okay, Matt Prater, he was injured coming back from a rib injury. They got the Rams next week. I think there'll be a lot of kicks in that game. He hasn't missed a field goal or an extra point all year, so get you some Matt Prater. He can really help your team.
I like that a lot. My kicker this week is Cameron Dicker. If Dustin Hopkins is out in week 10 with his hamstring that caused him to be out week 9, Dicker will be the kicker. So the Chargers, you know, being short some star wide receivers, they'll need a strong kicker to keep the game alive. And Cameron Dicker looks to be the man.
That's right. Cameron Dicker, the field goal kicker. Go
there
get
it
him.
Is.
Go get him. Go get him. Oh, that's all we got for our waiver wire ads for week 10. Let's go ahead and get into some trade that dude. Oh. That's right. Trade that, dude. Let's start with some buy lows, Trey. What do you got for me on a buy low? Anything?
Let me think. To get some buy lows out there, you know, I told you last week the buy lows were Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, that kind of scenario. And look what happened. You know what I mean? Devontae Adams come out and put up 2 touchdowns. So for this week, I would have to go with maybe even like a T. Higgins, you know, he didn't do insane this week. But I still think that with Jamar Chase out, you know, Mixon kind of took all the work there. And I think like your T. Higgins and your Tyler Boyd, I think there's some buy lows because that Mixon 5 touchdowns isn't going to carry the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I can see that. They've had 2 games without Jamar Chase and they just haven't quite looked the same. They relied on the running game last week. I think that's great buy low target there. My buy low target is going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god himself. The Lions play from behind a lot, you know what I mean? So Amon-Ra's going to get work, and he has had a couple of games where he hasn't been quite Amon-Ra-ish, if that's a word, it should be. But he's Amon-Ra, and he's going to do his thing. The problem here is Jared Goff, I think, in people's minds. So I think you could probably get Amon-Ra after 2 bad games.
Yeah, I like the Amon-Ra pick a lot. But, you know, people in our league, you know, they just can't seem to let him go. So
most definitely, most definitely. Let's move on to some sell highs. Maybe some Gabriel Davis you could probably sell high on. I mean, he's kind of also had a couple bad games. But I think the name is still carrying him. I think you can get something good for Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I would say my sell high for this week is back to the same team, the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude got 5 touchdowns, put up over 50 points in your fantasy leagues. That is not going to happen the rest of the year. So if you can go out, and I know it's not going to be the easiest thing to do, but like go out and shoot him trades, you know, shoot him straight across for Derrick Henry, shoot him straight across for Alvin Kamara. I think I would rather have Henry and Kamara in both situations.
Yeah, no, yeah, I hear that. Now, here's one I don't know where to put this guy. Am I selling him low? Am I buying him low? And am I selling him high? Jonathan Taylor, Trey, what do I do with this guy?
I don't think he's a sell low or a sell high. I mean, he's not high, and he's too low for anybody to want to pick him up. So it's tough, man. You're hoping he comes back from his injury. You're keeping him on your bench this week, and you're seeing what he does. If he goes out there and goes off, you sell that high. You sell that all over the place. And I don't even care if he continues to do that the rest of the season. You're done. At this point, you're done with Jonathan Taylor. You're over it. Just sell him for somebody that you can root for.
Absolutely. I don't need that breath in my life anymore. I need to get rid of Jonathan Taylor. But I can't just drop him. It's just I can't do it. I cannot do it. You got any more for trade that dude, Trey?
That's all I got.
All right, then you got some trivia for me, don't you, buddy?
Let's rock.
Let's do it. Before we get in our Thursday night starts and sits, let's do some trivia with Trey.
All right, so first question, kind of an easy one, maybe. It depends on, you know, how much you know about your football, but which team is the only nonprofit and community-owned team in the NFL?
Green Bay Packers.
That is correct, baby. I figured you probably had the answer to that one, but that was news to me. So let's go to the next trivia. We got a little Brady trivia for you. Ooh. It's a little kind of a long one, but it's interesting.
Okay.
So Tom Brady became the face of the New England Patriots franchise, leading the team to many playoff appearances, Super Bowl victories, and as a league's most valuable player in multiple seasons. Do you know which round in 2000s the Patriots drafted, Tom?
Round 6, pick 199.
Oh, I don't even have the pick, dog.
For bonus points.
But I got a little extra add on here. It says apparently a diamond in the rough. Tom Brady was not selected until the 6th round of the 2000 NFL draft. In fact, 6 other quarterbacks were drafted ahead of Tom, including Chad Pennington, Giovanni Carmazzi, mm-hmm. and Chris Redman. Now, I don't know who any of those guys are, but that proves the point.
Yeah.
All right, last question. This is for you Brady deep dive lovers right here, all right?
Okay.
Brady played high school baseball and was even drafted by the Montreal Expos. What position did he play?
Played second base.
He played catcher.
I was my next guess, man. If I'd have known that, though, you'd have been like, this dude's got a problem, right? Right.
Yeah, no, for sure. But he played catcher in baseball. Now he's a pitcher in football. You know, he likes to switch sides.
Great questions. That was fun. I love that. A little Brady trivia for you, just for them Brady haters that were hating that win last week. Hey, he gave you some entertainment, didn't he?
No doubt.
I love it. I love it, Trey. I love it. But that means you know what time it is. Let's go ahead and get in some Thursday night starts and sits. This week, we've got the Falcons versus the Panthers.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 41.5 points. They got the Falcons winning by 2. I called the Panthers winning the last one. I'm calling it again. I think this is they're going to swap victories here, and I think the Panthers pull this one out. Falcons barely got it in overtime. I think the Panthers take the dub.
Well, I am taking the Falcons again for the W. I mean, I have the last two times, and I was wrong. I want the Falcons to lose because that'll keep us a little higher up there, but, you know, the Panthers are right on their tail anyways. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number one spot in the NFC South, baby.
I like it.
Let's move on to some Falcons starts for this game, Thursday Night Football. Starting Cordarrelle Patterson, that's for sure. Welcome back, buddy. Tyler Algier got enough work to, I think, be a good flex option there. Yeah. Kyle Pitts. I think you start him.
I think you start him in this matchup based on what he did against the Panthers last time. I think it's going to be another high offensive matchup, and I think Pitts is worth a start. I don't quote me on this. I never said that, but yeah, start Pitts.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But, I mean, in a deep league, two-quarterback league, I'm going to start Mariota. We had him on the waiver wire. I'm going to start Mariota. But other than that, I mean – I can't start Drake London with any kind of confidence. Mm-hmm. Damir Bird? No way. I thought maybe after a couple decent games he could do something for me in a very, very, very deep league that I'm in, but he laid a goose egg for me last week.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys only got really 3 to 4 targets in the last game against the Panthers each, and it's not enough value for fantasy. But the guys that you list are the same guys I have exactly, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's jump into some Panther starts. So starting off, PJ Walker, I think he's streamable. I mean, this dude has been really doing something. And the last time in this matchup, he really killed it. It was just an offensive monster. Deonta Foreman, I know, you know, people really hurt people this week, but I think you can start him this week. I think even if Chuba Hubb is back, you know, he could be on a snap count. You know, he you know, coming off the ankle injury and everything like that. I think Deonta Foreman, I think he does something more for you than what you wanted for him to do this week. DJ Moore, got to throw that dude in there with what he did against the Falcons last time. I mean, it's just 2 weeks ago he put up them kind of numbers. And I know, you know, probably not the exact amount of numbers because those 70-yard bombs don't happen every week. Mm-hmm. But I still think that they're going to focus on DJ Moore. And then our boy, Terrence Marshall Jr., baby, waiver wire ad. Add him, start him Thursday night. Get ready.
Mm-hmm. Love them Thursday night games. Lots of action, buddy. Lots of action.
Always.
You starting PJ Walker.
Right.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, PJ yeah. Walker.
Streamable, baby.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Any other starts and sits for this game, Trey?
That's all I got, dog.
Well, if that's all you got, then that is all I got. Guys, don't forget to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthinflex. We're giving away a signed DeAndre Swift jersey. Right there. You see that bad boy? That could be yours. All you got to do is join our Patreon. Like I said, patreon.com/fourthinflex. There's lots of great benefits over there, guys, and you'll be supporting a great couple of guys here. I promise you there. Guys, that's all I got for today. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die. This your boy Bandy, got my boy Trey over there. Perfect. Fourth and Flex Podcast, forkandflex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there. God damn, bro.
Are you flexing?
It's Fourth and Flex, dog.
Fourth and what? Fourth and, huh? Fourth and fair.